This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. As more growers turn to digital tools for decisions on the farm, one of the emerging challenges is making sure those technologies remain unbiased. Advancing Eco-Agriculture founder John Kempf says building fair and reliable artificial intelligence for agriculture may require taking a step back and developing a broader perspective.
There's all types of bias that can occur. There can be just the bias of having 60 peer-reviewed papers saying one thing, and then three or four other papers saying something that is in direct conflict or in direct contrast to those. You also have a bias of recency versus historically. So FieldArc doesn't make recommendations for anhydrous ammonia, for example, or potassium chloride, because it's looking at the broad array of evidence and looking at the additional externalities and saying there's much smarter ways and much better ways. We haven't given it any instructions, for example, to take a biological agriculture approach or to take it, give it a regenerative agriculture approach, because it needs to be bigger than that. The training needs to have a truly macro and global perspective and not a bias perspective. But in the process of removing bias, some users perceived the presence of bias, which is fascinating, a reflection of our own bias.
FieldLark is an artificial intelligence system specifically trained to help with on-farm questions and decision-making.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.